This is Jeff Schwartz reading Saturday Morning, Beach 3. At the end of the street, we can see rescue teams from other towns and firemen carrying oxygen tanks across our neighbor's lawn. In this sleepy village, toddlers take their first steps at this lake. Lovers paddle at twilight in tilt-proof canoes. Kids learn to cast their lines off the dock. From a kayak, you can't see the bottom, but if you're lucky, a snake will slither past or you'll spot a box turtle sunning itself on a half-submerged log. The waters are quietest at this hour before families gather. Never these sirens and flashing lights, never this anguish as palpable as morning fog. From the raised porch, I can see yellow tape cordoned off the beach where I sat last night with Jesse staring at the calm. Moira pushes a toy lawnmower up the cul-de-sac, and the neighbor whose husband is recovering from COVID walks slowly down her driveway to ask if what she heard was true. Channel 12 will confirm it with shots of our lake and the diving crews. Even when they find the body 50 feet offshore in 5 feet of water, no one can say how this happened. When little kids release a fish back into the lake, they grip its slippery scales, stare at its pulsing mouth, and then lower the fish to the surface, where they watch it curl like a question mark and disappear.